Hey everybody, hey, welcome back. You know, it's been a while. I tend to take my time to really evaluate how I want to present something meaningful to you. So I decided to go back in time. I decided to go back to the drawing board. So I want you to imagine all the past podcasts that I've sent out and put together. They were called Pivot, How to Pivot in the Direction of You, How to Pivot in the Direction of What You Want. And then I asked the question, what do you want? My name is Cabrini Schneider, honey. I am known as the Gangster Chef. I teach you how to fall in love with yourself in your own kitchen. Well, I'm pulling out all the many rabbits that I have in my hat, and one of which is something that I love doing just as much as I love cooking. It's inspiring you. So I use my voice to inspire you to wake up from your dream, to stop sleepwalking in your life. You know, because once you wake up from the dream, sometimes you forget the dream. And then something will prompt you to remember the dream. Well, I'm here to have you wake up and create the dream while you're awake. And I teach you that by using a law that I created in 2013. I want you to hold on to yourself, people. You know, it took me a minute to actually embrace this very law that I created. And it's not something that's new to you. It's going to be very familiar. You've probably said it on many occasions. This is one word that you can use in many, many, many different ways. You know, you can use it to show affection. You can use it to express extreme anger. You can use it to express excitement. It is one of the only words that you can just use in so many, many ways. So what I've done is created a neologism. And a neologism is where you take a word and or a phrase and you give it a new meaning. So in 2013, I wrote this book. And I wrote the book that chronicled my life. And I wanted to use this word to have you evoke a declaration of who you are, of what you want, and of where you want to go. So I set out to teach you how to say, fuck that. That's right. Fuck that. I am going to do exactly what I want to do, not what I don't want to do. Well, when I did create this neologism, this word, the phrase and the meaning behind it, because it is an acronym, it stands for finally understanding common knowledge. Things happen all the time. Yes, they do. THATT. They happen all the time in life and in business, good and bad. So if things are going to happen all the time, then why not do what you want to do? Why not do what you want to do? I believe it's because most times we don't know what we want to do. So I'm here to help guide you to you. I'm here to help guide you to the very thing you just might want to do. So you ready? Let's grow, honey. Let's go and let's grow to the very version of you that you are going to be excited to see every single day. So today's topic of conversation is, who the fuck are you? Who are you at your core? You know, I vacillated with that shit even today. I mean, I'm 56 years old and I still vacillate back and forth. Who am I? Who am I to you? Am I who other people see me to be? Have I created the version of me based on what you see about me? So how do I find out who I am? How do I uncover who I am? How do I continue to embrace the essence of me? Well, I came up with three ways to find out who you are. There's only three. I mean, don't make it complicated, people. There's only three things you need to do. Find out three major parts of who you are that feels good to you, that sounds like that's who you are, right? But let me tell you what my three are. Hold on. And as you're sitting there thinking about yourself and you're thinking about the three things, I mean, you know, can you imagine three? Three is the number that you'll ever do. All right. So, and my podcast, just also while I'm looking for this, is really about having fun. Because while you're uncovering who you are, sometimes it could be very painful, honey. It could be really hard to uncover who you are at your core. So as you are doing that, I want to make sure that we have fun. You know, because life is really about is about having fun. And sometimes we forget what it's like to have fun. I mean, you go to work every day and you go to a job you don't like. So imagine you're going to work every day. You don't know who you are. You're going to a job you don't like. You go home to a relationship you don't like. So every single thing around you is what you don't like. So consequently, you, when I ask you the question, what do you want and who the fuck are you? You really can't answer me because nothing around you is you. So the three questions I want you to ask yourself, because in Cabrini's Law, fuck that. There are three core questions and there are five principles that governs this law. And I promise you, when I read them to you and I tell them to you and I share them with you and you start to chisel away at the sculpture that you're creating that is you, you'll find that it is indeed the core of the law of fuck that. Because at that point, you're going to finally understand it is common knowledge. Things happen all the time. So why not do what I want to do? So let's unpack who we are. I ask myself, so Cabrini, who are you? What is it? I mean, right now, people, today, I am your genie. And you get three wishes today. You get three ways of uncovering who you are as we build the core of you. I said, you know, at my core, I'm an inspirer. That's what I've always done all my life. That is what I have always done. I tell people the real truth, but it's the truth that's my truth about you. You get to uncover whether it's true for you or not. You get to prove me wrong. I mean, I'm not here to really tell you about you, but if you ask me who I view you to be and I give you the truth of what I see, now you get to unpack what that is. You get to prove who you are to you. And is what my view of you a reflection of what you see? Then let's create that. So who are you? Write that down. Number one, who are you? To you. Number two, the thing that, you know, there are three things. That's what I'm saying to you. I'm your genie today. You get three things. Mine is cooking. When I look back at everything I've done since I've been in Los Angeles, it has always surrounded cooking. I love feeding your soul from the inside out. I love cooking and I love inspiring you while we're cooking. So see, I started understanding that's my core. Why did I keep running away from it? Why did I want to do all these other things that was not really the essence of me? Now I could do all those other things that I was doing, like giving parties, giving events, opening up businesses, all of that. But now I'm doing it in this way today. Today is the first day of the rest of our lives. Today, on the 29th of October, 2021, today is the first day of your life. So let's uncover who you are in three ways, three understandings, three definitions of you. Mine is inspiration. Mine, number two, is cooking. And number three is my home. To me, there's nothing greater than being at home. I love sitting in my quiet place. I love sitting on my balcony. I love being in my kitchen. I love being with my partner. I love being with my dogs. And I love, love, love having friends and family over. These are the three things that make me whole and complete. So I've said, fuck that. That's who I am. And so today, when I woke up today, I said, I'm going to live myself out loud and on purpose by not running away from using this law that I created, because it may offend someone with the languaging of the word, honey. That word might offend somebody. Well, don't listen. Maybe you could take the message and not the word. Maybe you might need to say it yourself. That might resonate with your core. Just stand up in a room and say, you know what? Fuck that. You could say, fuck that, I'm leaving you. You could say, fuck that, I'm staying. You could say, fuck that. Fuck that. The declaration of it is what anchors your feet to the ground. It's what makes your core just light up. That is what my mission is for you. So on this day, I posted another clip yesterday. And it was the entrance, the beginning of the teachings of Cabrini's Law. Fuck that. We talked about the pity party. I'll get into that in the next podcast. But today, in my closing statement to you, my closing conversation, my love letter to you, I am your genie today. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. What do you want? Who are you? In three, I want only three definitions of who you are. Make that the core from which you build your life. And I'll talk to y'all tomorrow. I love you. I love you so much. And I love me. And I'm so happy that I've decided. I've decided to come back to me. So I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.